Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we consider the value of meditation.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and
Father in heaven, please be the center of our attention now as we meditate on your goodness, your word, the Bible, as we think on all your wonderful works, your grace, your provision. Lord, as there are so many distractions, please allow us to focus upon what is true and right, just and good. Don't let the distractions of this world and its stress keep us from thinking about what is most important. Through your Holy Spirit, give us the wisdom and the strength that it takes to keep the main thing, the main thing. Dear God, we want to meditate on only you during this call to worship.
Crumbles at my feet when my life is all tattered. and torn. See, I've been windswept, I've been battered, but I'll cling to the cross. He gives me peace in the midst of the storm. And he gives me peace, yes, he does. It may crumble at your feet. If your life is all tattered, tattered and torn, I want to testify that I've been windswept, I've been battered, but I'll cling to his cross. He gives me peace, yeah. In the midst of the storm. And one more thing, you see, when I come to the end of my journey, all of living seems but one moment. When my doctor shakes his head and looks forlorn, Jesus Christ, he makes my mess up. He makes it a cathedral of faith and love. And he gives me peace. Yes, he does. In the midst of a storm. Oh, keep looking to Jesus, cause he'll give you peace. Yes, he will.
This is your call to worship.
Long, long ago, in a faraway place, Rough, rugged timbers were raised to the sky. There hung a man suspended in space, and though he was blameless, they left him to die. When I think of the cross, it moves me now. The nails in his hands, his bleeding brow. To think of the cross moves me now. It should have been me. It should have been me. Instead, I am free. I am free. I am free. He put an end to my guilt and despair. Turn bitter hating to sweet peace and love. Even the men that put him up there were offered forgiveness and life from above. When I think of the cross, it moves me now. The nails in his hands, to think of the cross moves me now. It should have been me. It should have been me. Instead, I am free. I am free. I am free. Yes, I am free. Free indeed. Thank God I'm free. I am free. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling and exchange it someday for a crown. I'll exchange it someday for
joy or in sorrow.
Thank you for listening to this call to worship as we're looking at meditation from a scriptural perspective. A special thanks to those of you who have written to us, sent a message to us from our website, or have stopped by our Facebook page. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry. If Call to Worship is a blessing to you, please consider a donation to help keep this on your local station. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You'll find us online at calltoworship.us. You're able to make a contribution safely and securely right there on our website. And if you miss a portion of today's program, you're able to listen to this program as well as past programs right there on our website. That website address is calltoworship.us. This is Call to Worship.
Majesty, worship His majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise.
Flow from His throne unto His own, His own.
meditation is vital to being a healthy Christian. And it's very important that we think about certain things during those times. Set aside time to invest in your spiritual and mental health to meditate. Find a place where you can be alone with God, a quiet place. There are examples in Scripture that indicate that the morning is a good time. For example, God provided manna, physical food, in the morning. And when you think about it, the best time to tune the instrument is before the concert. Just think about that for a moment. Meditate on God's words. Meditate upon good things, knowing that God knows your thoughts and intents. Those that meditate will not only have good health, but will prosper in what they do. Here are several passages from God's Word that describe meditation from His perspective, from what was meditated on to the effect that it had on His people. Start in the beginning, Genesis 24. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field toward evening. Joshua 1. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. The psalmist David takes the prize for including meditation in more of his psalms than any other book in the Bible. Just listen to God's words as it provides us a very real list of what's important in our meditation. In Psalms chapter 1, "Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night." And in Psalm 5, "Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation." Psalm 19, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." And David speaks here of those who meditate on evil. Psalm 38, verse 12. "Those who seek my life lay their snares. Those who seek my hurt speak of ruin and meditate treachery all day long." Psalm 48, "O God, we meditate on your unfailing love as we worship in your temple." Psalm 49, "My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding." Psalm 63, "When I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night." Psalm 77, "I said, let me remember my song in the night. Let me meditate in my heart. Then my spirit made a diligent search." Psalm 77, "I will ponder all your work and meditate on your mighty deeds." Psalm 104, "My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord." In Psalm 119, here's a nice long list of meditations. Psalm 119, starting in verse 15, "I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways." Later in that same chapter, "Even though princes sit plotting against me, your servant will meditate on your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous works. I will lift up my hands toward your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. I meditate on your age-old regulations, O Lord, they comfort me. Let the insolent be put to shame because they have wronged me with falsehood. As for me, I will meditate on your precepts. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. Sustain me, and I will be rescued. Then I will meditate continually on your decrees. My eyes awake before the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promise. Then in Psalm 143, verse 5, I remember the days of old. I meditate on all that you have done. I ponder the work of your hands. Psalm 145, on the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on all your wondrous works I will meditate. Isaiah 26, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, meditating on the Lord, because he trusts in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah, in the Lord Jehovah, is everlasting strength. When it comes to what we should meditate upon and think about, the Apostle Paul summed it up for the Philippian church in his letter to them, chapter 4. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise.
Shelter by tree and flower. Jesus, be my guide. Hold me to your side, and I will love you to the end. To the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Oh, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. And a light unto my path.
Oh, you're the light unto my
Our call to worship today has focused on meditation, God's way. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this program is helpful to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry on that website. You can also listen to programs and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now, may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen.
Bye.
just here.